You can eat while you're planning, but plan and write, okay? case study number one, case study number two, number three, and number four. Okay? Start now.
And will be 9,000 per person, inclusive of the accommodation, food, airfare, and island hopping. So, yun yung push talaga. Tapos yung promotional promotions namin, we'll have a poster, of course, and a video. So, since yung target time namin will be June of 2016, yung layaway plan namin will start by December of 2015 kasi may mga bonus, ganyan. So, mas makakapagbigay sila ng mas marami.
Good.
So, yung video ng promotions namin will show by the third week of November, which means by September, we're already preparing for the video shoots, ganun. So, by July of 2015, nag-meet na yung committee namin for the program and the event itself. Okay. So, ang layaway plan namin is to reserve a slot, you'll pay 1,500 by December, and then from January until May yung last time, last chance to register, you'll pay 1,500 per month. Yun. So, at the end of it, you'll pay 9,000, which naka-book na yung slot mo. In case na hindi ka makapag-reserve by December, last chance will be in January, and then you'll have to book 3,000 kasi December and January payment. But kunwari, hindi ka makapag... You still want to join, tapos nagkaroon ka ng money by February, you'll have to book your own flight. Pero you can still join. Pero hindi na 9,000 yung bibigay mo sa amin. Siyempre, bawas na yung airfare na bayad. Since you're going to book your own flight, pero you'll still be able to join. Yan. Yun lang.
Yes. Questions, challenge. Nakinig ba kayo o nagpaplano din kayo ng event nyo?
Sama kayo? Video and poster.
Video. So naka-loop lang siya or announcement?
Announcements siya. Pag service, tsaka we'll have an info booth pala pag mga services. Ganun.
Question on promotion. You did not mention what's the catch. Why? What's in it for me? Why do I want to join you? In the first place, apparently, hindi ganun ka engaging ang singles ministry ng church nyo for only 20% to be active. Why will I want to join you?
Ang idea ng promotion namin, kaya siya nandun sa May June, kasi after summer siya. Kaya lang, ginawa na namin affordable, and dahil group booking siya, cheaper yun. Sa 9,000, meron ka ng island hopping, tsaka yung singles getaway. And something to get you, kaya siya getaway, parang get you off the metro. Kasi mga singles natin, usually mga busy sila. So kaya siya ginawang Palawan para relaxing siya.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bridge effect.
Bridge.
How long will the event be?
3 days.
3 days.
So, Friday, Saturday.
Yung weekend ng, sorry, hindi ko pala masabi. June 12 holidays. So, lesser
leave.
For the working.
Hindi ba siya rainy season?
Bagyo season. Stormy season.
What?
Major rains kasi, dumating ang bayan ng September. So, hindi siya June. So, September to August chance. If you're going to...
Diba, look
back. Kapag ganun yung
cut-off reserve ng slot, January.
After that, you have to book your own.
Yeah, kung makakasya. Kung gusto mapagsis
sumakas. Yes.
Refundable, non-refundable.
Non-transferable.
Non-refundable.
Pero you can transfer it sa ibang tao kung di ka ma.
But not the airfare.
Not the airfare.
Oo, because you have booked that already and that's, wala na yan. Forfeited yan pag hindi natuloy.
Minimum yung ano, yung installment nyo. Hindi, minimum as in after nung magbayad ka ng 1.5. Pwede ba akong magbayad ng 100-100 kada...
Makompleto yung 1.5 per month.
1.5
per month. 1.5 per month. Yes.
If you are saying this is going to be a bridge event, how will you challenge the 70 existing single professionals to bring somebody to this event? Kasi if, ibig sabihin, objective nyo, bridge to. Kung hindi, anong point, di ba? Anong point of doing a singles getaway?
Yes. Oh.
So, paano? Anong plano nyo?
How would they bring?
Yes.
Well, ang idea is parang ano, parang we want you to know more singles kasi 350 yun eh, yung single dyan. In this event, makikilala niyo yung kasabay niyo sa buhay ng mga seasons, ng mga ine-enjoy niyo na working, yung mga ganun, singles eh. Yun, yung mga single na pare-pareho kayo ng season, dito kayo magkikwentuhan, tapos tungkol dun sa mga bagay na interest nyo na sabay-sabay. It depends kung ano yung interest nyo. Pero somehow,
parang magiging tulay nila sa bridge event. Tulay pala. Sabi niya kanina, para marami raw yung ma-engage, di ba? Kay Jesus.
Baka ano po yan? Baka me and my crush getaway.
Me and my crush camp.
Register your crush, eh.
Okay. If this is going to be a bridge event for you, what you can do as part of promotion is give the active singles an incentive. Ibig sabihin, may dala ka, if you register somebody under your name, may premium ka na something. Yes. I don't know what that is, but may incentive ka.
Parang network. Yes.
May surprise ka pagdating doon.
Yun.
Something. Sasabihin, mag-aasawa ka, ganon.
Pag in-invite mo, magiging boyfriend mo.
That's why again, go back to ano yung objective of what why you're doing something. Okay? Very good. Very good. Give a hand to our team two.
Yes.
Team one, are you ready? Can you make your presentation?
Friends, ano na?
Okay, I need everybody else to listen and challenge.
Listen muna ha, para may challenge. Hi friends. Yan. So our task is to create yung first family fan fest in the church. So based on our church database, we only have 150 families. So these people come from very varied social status. So we answer yung wow of the event and draft a budget. So first is the why. So why are we create? Why do we have to have this event? So to create a community between families of the congregation. So, since they don't know each other yet. Number two, who are we expecting to attend? So, families including single parents and grandparents. So, dad, mom, and kids na 7 to 13. If halimbawa, may mga nanay na walang yaya, we will provide a child care, 0 to 6 years old. Para yung 7 to 13 lang yung mas makakasama dun sa games na medyo brusko. Kasi yung soccer is mahirap magsama ng 2 years old dun. Yan. So, what must happen during the event? So, first is, of course, we'll have, during the program, we'll have an exhortation. Kahit praise and worship na tig isang song lang, and then exhortation na 5 minutes kasi we won't be providing lots of chairs kasi open air to. Mababa lang po kasi yung ano natin, reg fee. So, and we'll provide, inisip namin yung parang halo-halo sama-sama. Open air party-party, yan. Banderitas ni Mayor, ganyan. So, you get it, di ba? Oh, yan. Tapos, yun. So, we'll also introduce the pastors, yung family ministries. Para din, kung may bago na family, maano nalang sa, o si pastor pa lang to, siya yung sa couples, si pastor na to sa single ministries, or yung iba pang event ng family ministries. Also, we'll have games. So, we'll group them before the event para lang, hindi lang isang group, puro VG leaders lang na active yung family nila. So, kung may bagong family, kasama rin sila. Yun. So, equally distributed. Tapos, may games na per category. So, kids, tapos moms and dads, tapos family. So, kung kaya pa ni lolo at lola, why not? Yun. Tapos, meron din tayong, kasi it's also said that we should be self-liquidating. So, what we did also is, we'll have concessionaires, yung mga suppliers namin. Tapos, may booth. Halimbawa, yung sa food na booth. So, we'll subsidize part of it. So, halimbawa, may burger and coke. Pag gusto pa ng anak nila ng chocolates, ng popcorn, sila na yon. Yun. Tapos, when will we have this event? So, weekend sana on a Saturday. We decided it's 9 a.m. to 12. Kasi kung afternoon, medyo walang energy, naantok sila. So, at least, and then they'll still have time in the afternoon to spend time with the family. Diba? Kasi Sunday service na. Yun. And also, well, since ang, how much is our budget na? It's 150 families. Let's say there are 4 in each family, so that's 600 packs. So we get the 70%, so that's 420. Thank you, Faye. Yun. So 420 packs times 100, that's 42,000 only for the whole event. So we plan to get a sponsor also for the venue. Maybe we can get a telecom company and a consumer products company. So URC or PNG on those likes of companies. Yun. That's it. Questions? Please be nice.
Questions now.
Yes, friends.
Ano yan? How would you bridge the various social status? Yung naka-indicate lang dito, varied social status.
So yung games natin, naisip kasi yun, that's why we also thought of na, halimbawa, hindi naman lahat mayaya. So we allow the child, yung may parang kids church tayo that day, kasi hindi naman lahat afford na mayaya yung ganun. So yung games natin, we'll make sure na yun nga, hindi lang yung lahat ng mga naka-pearls yung friends and diamonds. So, sasama din natin yung ibang mom para may avenue din to get to know. Yung games natin siguro, make sure there are the games that everybody knows. Kasi kung games na based sa iPad, parang ano na. Hindi naman alam ng lahat yan. Yes, sir? You have a question? Why? Because it also stated that it's the first time for the church and to do a family fun fest. Maybe they don't, but it's still a small church that hindi pa ganun ka-close yung families natin. Like, create community between families. Yeah. Kasi it could be like, siguro sa youth, yung mga kids lang nila yung magkakakalala but the parents don't know each other yet. Yan po. Engage din siya dun sa family members natin na pinapag-pray. Yes. Yes, Miss Janet. Yes po. Dun sa categories. Opo. Dun sa... dun sa kids' church. Okay po. Sige. Totin. Go. questions po. Yes, wala na.
Magkano ulit yung ano, yung registration?
100 pesos yung pinig namin, sorry.
Per person?
Per person. Per person.
Included ba yung food doon, yung mga tao?
Yes, isa-subsidize natin yung part doon sa booth. Halimbawa na food, meron tayong concessionaires. So kung gusto nilang magdagdag, bibilihin nila. Bibilihin
so, merienda yun, tsaka yung lunch?
Hindi na, 9 hanggang 12 lang para walang ano, aspeto ng lunch, guys. Huwag tayo mag-expect. Hanggang dun lang tayo. 100 pesos lang to.
Kasi I'm think suggestion lang naman. Kasi I'm thinking, since dila mo na sa labas yan, mm-hmm. why don't we make it parang picnic na rin? So, pag pot bless sila, di ba?
Potluck, ganun.
Pot bless sila sa ano. Oh. Kasi we don't believe in luck.
Ay, sorry. Sorry
so,
po.
So, pot bless. Mas, I think, mas parang at least mas okay yata pag gano'n.
Yeah. Bakit, yeah. Oo. Baka isa dala lang adobo, parang isang, diba?
Kaso.
Yun po.
Kasi that's how you make it, yung family, familial spirit, diba? So they have to bring in lahat ng food, then parang ganun. So, it will, parang it will, yeah, it will bridge yung different, diba, yung status ng family. So, yun lang naman.
Yan, sige. Yes. Question. Huwag kayo magtatanong. Friends! Bawal magtanong. Yes, Kat.
For the budget, 42,000 yung total ng collection.
42,000.
That's for 42 families, tama ba?
I know.
Ah, hindi.
Hindi.
Ah, okay. For persons.
100 pesos per person.
Okay.
Ayan. Questions po.
Ako, yes, ano, parang, di ba kasi your goal is to create a community doon sa families mo. So, based dun sa parang tanong lang ni Miss Janet kanina na may game na buong family will participate. Parang naisip ko lang na it would be also good kung if you group them sa teams according to the area where they live. Mm. So parang kunwari, lahat ng mga QC na families, isang group sila, yung parang ganun, para they also know na, sa QC, ito yung mga ano, may kapitbahay akong taga-church, parang ganun. That would also strengthen yung ano mo na family
area. Thank you, Lara. Yun. Thanks for the suggestions, guys. Is that it? Totoo na to, Miss May. Ingress po, 12 a.m. later.
Okay. My thoughts lang, no? Yung when it comes to your budget, be sure that your church really is prepared for either finding all the sponsors that you can. Because we've done this before, yung doing fun fest outside, magastos siya, yung the setup itself. And knowing that you only have 150 families in your church, ibig sabihin maliit lang talaga yan. So baka yung funds nyo hindi siya enough. So yun lang, yun, those are the things that when you actually look into just fencing the areas, just putting up the booths and all of that, kuryente and stuff. Medyo magasto siya. But good job, good job. Okay. Ah, you're getting it. Oh, may natutunan naman pala eh. Sige. Okay, next team. Team 4? Team 4, are you ready? Okay, who's presenting? Kailangan may security blanket. Oh, sige, dalawa daw sila eh. Go! Go, we have last 10 minutes.
Sige. Basahin na lang po muna namin. So, sabi sa number 4, Marriage Enhancement Seminar yung ina-ask, yung i-organize. Sabi, your church would like to hold an outreach event for couples. This will be your opportunity to introduce your church to the community and get as many of them into Victory groups. Suggest 2 possible speakers. So, yun yung pinapagawa. And explain why you chose them. Tapos, second, draft a program flow that will enable you, tas in-assume na lang namin na enable you to get them into Victory groups. Ganun.
Yeah, yung objective nyo, ma'am.
Ah, yan po.
Sorry.
Okay lang po.
At 4 in the morning, I guess, nag-fade out na yung utak ko.
So yung...
Sorry.
Yeah.
So to run you through the program, we'll start the event at 4 in the afternoon with registration, 4 to 4:30. So may photo booth kami na nakaset up. Pwede rin silang magpicture-picture outside from 4 to 4:30. Then from 4:30 to 4:45, welcome. Yung head ng couples ministry, he'll be the one, the pastor and his wife will be the one to welcome the participants in the event. Then after that, at 4:45, we'll have a warm-up activity sa tables nila. Yung setup namin, round table setup sa hall. Then meron silang papers on their tables. They have to write 5 things they love about their spouse. Then share it to your group mates in the table kung bakit yun yung nilagay nilang 5 things. Then at 5 p.m. We'll start to introduce the first speaker couple, si Pastor Paolo and si Miss Jen. Jen Punsalan. So yung first session will be about
yung first session will be about covenant components of a covenant marriage and syempre plus yung roles and responsibility of nung husband and wife. Kaya namin pinut yun na una sa program para ma-set muna yung tone na ito yung foundation ng marriage. Kasi later on yung topic later about communication naman between husband and wife. Title pala nung event namin, Love for a Lifetime, a Marriage Enhancement Seminar. Love for a Lifetime book siya. So, on marriage. Tapos, after po nung 45-minute talk nung ni Pastor Paolo and ni Jen, meron pong 15 minutes kaming ibibigay para i-process nung couple kung ano yung na-discuss nung first couple speaker. And then, after yung 15 minutes na yon, may 10-minute break sila, may food na ibibigay, plus habang nagbe-break, merong couple ulit na performer. Si Richard Poon siya kasi Marika Reyes. Kasi couple sila at outreach event yon. So, para pang come on lang din sa mga tao. Yon, may celebrity talagang ipa-plant doon na part ng member ng church natin.
Session 2.
Tapos session 2 will be 6:10 to 6:55. So 45 minutes 'yon. Intro ang next speaker would be Anthony Pangilinan and Maricel Laksa. So 'yon. Para ano din, pang come on din but at the same time grounded in the faith natin. So yung di-discuss nila na topic would be about communication, how to enhance your relationship by learning how to communicate to your spouse. So medyo love and respect to, no? Yon. Tapos after that, may processing ulit sila 10 minutes with their spouse. And then we'll have a 10-minute question and answer for the couple speakers na. Tapos, 7:20 to 7:30, yun na yung time na may nakalimutan ako explain, no? So, sa bawat guest speaker, parating may emphasis na dun sa marriage testimony nila about their marriage, important yung may community sila, yung part sila ng isang group na mga married couples then people they're accountable with, yung may emphasis on that para later on, sa dulo ng program, pag nag-cast na ng vision na, would you like to be part of a victory group? Or something like that. Gets na nila simula pa lang. Hindi siya sa dulo lang pinound on. Tapos, yon. So, sa dulo rin, aside from plugging them in, announcements, kung dapat meron ng next couples event that these people will look forward to. And then, prayer plus may giveaways din. Tapos, sa event pala na to, lahat ng mga volunteers, yung nagpapatakbo, couples din na Victory Group leaders, para pagpasok pa lang nila, may, tsaka may photo booth. So yung nagmamantin ng photo booth, mag-asawa, para na-feel na nila na, wow, they're doing things together. So yung giveaways would probably be couple shirt, kung may budget. Wala namang sinabing budget dito, so couple shirt.
Yeah. Then sa processing part, we'll have our Victory Group leaders from the Couples Ministry to facilitate every table in the discussion. Para sila na rin yung sasalo in the future.
Question? Quick question? You actually answered my one question. My one question there was ano eh? Yung deliberate grouping in tables. Because you want to make sure that since this is trying to get the new people in, you want to make sure na may leaders. But at the same time, when you do that, make sure that it doesn't feel like pinipwersan yung mag-victory group. It will be a natural flow. You can just pitch that, you know, this is how we grow. If you're seeing how the couples are, it's because of community. It's because of relationships. And then leave it at that. Let the leaders be the one to engage them. Don't say, you have to be in a victory group. Patay kayo. Hindi na kayo babalikan. We can't do that because we're assuming these are people who are not even in church. Bridge to eh. Diba? Also, when you're doing marriage enhancement seminars, most of the people are actually in a good situation in their marriages, but you'll be surprised that many are in rocky situations. So having a warm-up question of 5 things you like about your spouse might not be a good idea. Because if we're not good, I cannot think of, nabuisit lang ako sa kanya kanina, I cannot think of 5. I might not even think of 1. Okay? Think of, just for the future, since warm up to. Probably this question can be something that you can do in the processing later on. But warm up has to be something that's so neutral, something that, alam mo yun, yung wala talaga, walang, don't touch muna on the relationship. Kasi yung iba sensitive pa yan. Okay? When you're doing marriage seminars. Any other comments? Comments on their presentation. So you're saying your event starts at 4 and ends at about 7:30, and this is on a
Saturday.
Okay. Why hapon?
Niisip po namin after nung work week, baka ayaw pa nilang gusto nilang mag-rest muna. Take the weekend and then weekend off and then yon. Saka sila pumunta ng church.
But this being a Saturday is always a time for the family. I might not want to go to your event on a Saturday. Because it will be in the middle of my, supposedly I went out of town with my family or whatever. I mean, it's time with the kids to watch a movie or something. Yeah, yes and no. It's not a hard and fast rule. Depends again on your congregation. Kasi kung yung market nyo naman, medyo may mga yaya or whatever, then okay din. Kung wala, baka mahirapan kayo. Alam mo yun? So sensitivities lang. But it's okay. Yeah, very good choice of speakers. Siyempre. Pastor namin yun eh. Boss namin yun. Any more? Kung wala ng question? Yes. Aliw talaga ako dito sa tatlong boys na to. Very engaged! I love it. Okay, go.
Kasi ano lang, comment lang. Kasi hindi nyo na, medyo naging generalized lang kasi yung ano no, yung seminar for basta couple ka, whether you're a young couple or mga old na, yung mga anak nila medyo graduate na or may asawa na rin. Baka I'm just thinking lang, instead na gawin mo siyang seminar for all, baka pwede rin i-subcategorize like yung young couple kayo or maybe medyo old couples na. Kasi baka hindi pa makarelate yung mga young couples sa mga old na eh. Parang ganun lang. Tapos, kapag young couples naman yon, what if they bring yung mga kids nilang maliliit? Walang, what, meron bang kids church na mag-aayos or something like that?
Good suggestion. A breakout session with yung stations in life. If you've been married, oo, yung 10 years na, 5 years na, newly married, that's also a good idea. Good job. Yay! Okay, good job, Team 4. Okay, last team, 3. Who's presenting? Shena. Okay, go, Shena.
Go, Shena.
Shena.
Shena. Ano ba yun?
Ang pangit na.
Hello.
Oy, onyo yung mic, mapapagalitan kayo.
Our event is Leaders Convergence. It is a summertime and your church is scheduled to have a convergence. For several years now, you have been doing it in the worship service venue, Assembly Hall. Your pastor feel it's time to make a change. Yay. Your church has 2,000 leaders. So we wanted to celebrate yung increase nung church leaders naman from like 1,500 to 2,000. So masyado siyang malaki. So we wanted to do it outside the building. And our requirements are present 3 alternative venues and explain why you consider them. First will be SMX in Aura. Why? Because it's just near, the proximity, and also SMX kasi can provide their LEDs na, the lights, the audio, so complete na siya. But if SMX Aura will not be available, our next option will be SMX MOA. So para at least okay pa rin siya for conferences. And then the next one, if we will have a budget, we'll be in Sofit. Hotel ballroom. We'll explain later kasi our speaker is kind of there. So, ayun. We also considered doing it outside kasi it's summertime. Kaya lang since may nag-commit, yes, may nag-commit sa amin na ano, guest speaker na kind of there. So, we... Pinili namin inside. Yes. Okay, so second kinakabahan kasi. Second requirement, suggest 2 possible speakers who can talk about leaders making a difference in society. So our first, ang nag-commit sa amin is Chief Justice Lourdes Serena. But, yeah, kind of there. Yes, medyo ano. And then, nag-commit na siya. Pero, syempre, we have to have second option, which will be Mr. Butch Jimenez. He's one of the vice presidents of SMART and PLDT. SMART. Yun. So, Chief Justice Sereno and Mr. Jimenez, because yun nga, yung topic is leaders making a difference in society, because he wanted to inspire all the leaders since there will be students, young professionals, and not so old people. So we want to inspire them that wherever field they are right now, they can inspire the people around them to be leaders also. So yan. So hopefully next year 3,000 leaders na, 'di ba? Ayun. So and draft a letter of invitation for your speaker. Thank you, Ms. Varsha. Babasahin ko na. Yay. Yay. Okay. Letterhead. Oh, meron kami letterhead. October. Yan. Honorable Chief Justice Lourdes Arena, Supreme Court of the Philippines, blah, blah. Thank you for accepting our invitation to speak at our Leaders Convergence at Victory Fort. We are excited to have you speak to 2,000 of our Victory Group leaders, nanginginig yung kamay ko, on making difference in society. Apo. The Leaders Convergence will be held on blank in blank blank from blank. With your position in our justice system, we believe that you will inspire and motivate our participants to be the salt and light where they are. Our leaders are a mix of students, young professionals, entrepreneurs, and homemakers. To impart your faith and heart for the nation to our leaders, we have allotted 40 minutes for you. After this, we'll give some time for the leaders to discuss what you shared and spend some time in prayer. We would like to know how we can help you prepare for the event. We will ask our administrator, Ms. Blank, to contact you and get a list of what you will need. Please feel free to call me at blank if you have any questions or concerns. Thank you for making yourself available in spite of your responsibilities and busy schedule. We believe that your life and example is a great blessing to our leaders. Blessings. This will be, the letter will be from Bishop Manny Carlos.
Big time for you right there.
For you there.
Question, quick. Challenge.
We're not
there. You're not there.
We're not there.
Challenge. Anybody wants a challenge? Oh, go.
Question lang. Yung kinoconsider nila yung Sofitel, pero may students eh. So yung price nun, baka hindi nila kakayanin.
It's sagot ng charge. Convergence. Sagot ng charge to, charge. Tumatawa ang finance. Bakit? Pwede naman managinip pa. Asa ng magic wand natin? Yes, Meg, go.
Good. It's okay to have a political leader pero mas maganda sana kung retired na lang, yung hindi siya masyadong nasa limelight pero may impact. Pero pag ganyan, katulad niya nasa news pa si Chief Nazareno, joke lang si Sereno. Ginalo ko si Pastor Dennis. Ayun, parang yun lang. Yun yung okay si Butch Jimenez. Pero yung option for someone na medyo maingay pa sa news, delikado lang po.
She's there. She's there in the news. Okay, good
at
point,
least,
Meg. Any more?
May.
Comments?
But at least she won't get voted, right? I mean, she's not a congresswoman or a senator.
Yeah, it's just that pag mainit, you have people who might be averse. Yung... Kasi differing opinion sila eh. So, wag muna. Tama siya. Okay. So, baka by then, pwede na. Nag-die down na. Yes, Rainier. Ay, microphone. Jack.
Yeah, I'm not sure. So, I'm iffy on this question. Kasi nandyan si Miss Varsha. The thing is, parang, is that the letter of invitation? Ganun ba talaga yon? Parang, ina-assume natin na nag-oo na siya. Nung, I don't know. Is that how it works?
I think I'm understanding that they're coming from a point where Bishop Manny has already given her a call.
Yeah.
So the letter
from the call, it's just formality now to write the letter.
I see. Because I was looking at the requirement, sorry. Letter of invitation.
It's an invitation.
So it's like parang we're thinking that if it's a letter of invitation, it's really saying who we are and what the purpose is.
Good.
And
good.
These are the peoples. And before the person would say, I was on that mindset that this is the exercise.
Yeah.
I would like to comment lang kasi di ba sabi po rito, this time around, gusto nilang maging, they would like to make a change, no? So parang wala naman ako nakitang masyadong change, maliban sa venue. Nag-change ka lang
change
ng venue.
Change ng venue.
Yes. Ano ba talaga yung change na pinropose nila, aside from nag-change ng venue?
Sustainability.
Yun na, parang siguro dalawang change lang yun. Yung theme, kaya bago yung speaker, tsaka venue. Ano ba talaga yung change?
I love it. But that's good. The fact that you're questioning it, which means, okay, so when you're planning, at least, oo, nakukuha nyo yung details na yon. Okay? That's actually very good. Faye, you had to say something.
Yung sa venue lang din po, kasi yung SMX Aura, SMX MOA, and then yung question lang po ng sustainability, na example, parang mag-expect din ulit yung mga leaders at that convergence na it dapat bongga na naman the next year. Mas bongga pa, parang ganun.
True. Something that they also need to consider. Okay. Good. Good points. Good. Okay. I hope you learned something. I hope that was a good exercise for you to just put into practice yung lahat ng diniscuss natin. Here's a point before we just all go home. When you're doing your event, I know you planned all the details. Okay? You covered everything. And then something still happens during the program.
Good.
Of course, you try to solve the situation, but ito yung kailangan nyo maalala. Kung meron man something in your program na na-skip, a video didn't get to play, or whatever, don't kill yourself over it. Maybe your boss will kill you, but don't kill yourself. You know why? The audience didn't know any better. Okay? It's not an excuse, though, to have mistakes like that, but if something like that happens, let's say, hindi nag-play or something, kwento ko sa inyo. Sige, ito, last two kwentos, para masaya. We had Campus Harvest in Ultra. What was supposed to happen was, Pastor Rico Ricafort, para alam nyo yung inside story, kung magtataka kayo in the staff, Metro Manila staff meeting, they were joking Rico Ricafort about fire. Yes. Ito yung kwento nun. Supposedly, ang intro nun, we say, "We are the youth on fire!" Pag sabi niyang fire, dapat may fireworks yon, major fireworks on fire eh. Kaso lang the kids, yung from the countdown pa lang, we're all there. Wala kami narinig. As in, totally wala kami narinig. Naka-microphone na siya, sumisigaw na siya. He was drowned out by all the kids shouting. Totally wala. But he just kept saying, "Fire! Fire! Fire! Fire did not come down from heaven!" So of course, that joke, I never heard the end of it because until now, it's still fire. Ano yung solusyon namin? The next time we had something like that, we said my hand gesture. So kahit maingay, pag gumanon ka, alam ko na babagsak dapat ito. Okay? Because you will have moments when it's just too noisy. Bago kami nun, so hindi namin alam. Another kwento. Funny, I want inside. Okay. A convergence in Ultra, we were supposed to have, the opening was from the countdown, which was like historical, and then na video, and then magka-countdown. The countdown ends with a blast, a dynamite on stage that opens the dance number. Okay, ito na. Nag-historical video na kami. Asan ang countdown namin? Wala. Ito na si JJ Mandak, tumatakbo. Takbo na siya. As in, hot off the presto, dalang CD. So obviously, no time to run this countdown. Salpak! Okay, salpak. Yun pala, ang countdown nila, ang ending, basta magku-cube. Tapos magzi-zero. Yun pala, hindi pa tapos yun. May something pa dapat na mangyayari. E pag-cube ng zero, pinatay, pinos nung TD ko. Pinos niya. Inaantay ko yung cue ng dynamite ko. Nawala yung cue. What happened to the video? What happened? Wala na. na, wala na. O so wala na lang dynamite. O sige na, sumayaw ng dancer. Shucks! Yung daliri ko, nasa box ng naka-wire to ha, and that's electrical, it's dynamites. Ano gagawin ko dito? Pipindutin ko to? Ano nang gagawin? Eh, medyo kabisado ko na yung dance. Di ganyan, sayaw-sayaw na sila. Somewhere in the middle of the dance, pag ganyan nila, bang! Pag ganyan, kita mo yung dancer sa... Kasi wala sa oras yung dynamite. See? But, see? For those who were there, you didn't know any better when it was supposed to happen. So don't kill yourself. It happens. What's important is you do your best in planning every single detail of your event. And then, the rest, bahala na si Lord. Okay? Never, here's the most important thing. Never tackle an event without committing everything to the Lord. Lord first. Everything else, He'll give you the Holy Spirit to remind you of things that you're gonna be missing out. For sure, I'm saying you're gonna be missing out. Tao lang talaga tayo. But Holy Spirit is there to remind you of those things. He will also give you the ideas, the creativity, everything that you will need. Whatever the result of the event may be, always keep in mind that it's never a one-man job. It's always a team effort. Credit for success goes to the whole team, but as the events manager, if something goes amiss, you take full responsibility. Okay? As Rachel Ong said in our staff, in our team building, do everything so that God gets the glory and your bosses will always look good. They get the credit. At the close of your event, it is a good practice to say thank you to everyone who was involved in the event, no matter how big or small their contribution. Saying thank you does not require that you treat them out for lunch. Appreciating them with a personally written note or something goes a long way. Learn from the hits and misses. Again, don't kill yourself over something you forgot, but learn. Don't make it a habit to be doing the same mistake every event, okay? Kasi you might just be out of a job soon. Okay, learn from your hits and misses. Learn from the negatives and the positives. Learn from the people in your team. Learn from the people who attended the event. Learn from the people who funded the event. Event management is a learning experience. It builds your knowledge, skills, abilities, and it also builds your character of humility, trust, patience, perseverance. I tell you, I am humbled to be standing in front of you, teaching you events management when I never studied this professionally. But I just kept learning and learning and learning. Kung sino pang pwedeng magturo, I was hungry. I had seasons when I would volunteer to do events even if I didn't get paid because I knew I was gonna learn from someone. Okay? Every event drives home the point that the event is never about you, the events manager, who envisions, executes, and evaluates an event. It is first and foremost all about God and His glory. And second, it is for God's people who have given their time and their resources to be there. And from here, I hope that you learn something and that you enjoy, you find fulfillment in doing your events for His glory. Thank you.
Pomong, you appreciate Miss May? Yeah, I hope you learned something new. I know you learned something new. Like, I can't imagine someone who can share events management that way, diba? The way... Napatay na. The way, how we do it in Victory, diba? Sobrang panalo. Miss May, just share this. Very passionate, very excellent siya sa work niya. That's why siya yung perfect na teacher for events management. Remember in Ignite 2011, I hosted the halftime show. Miss May, I need this, I need this, I need the drummer, I need a shirt like this. Kailangan ko ng ganito. Meron po ba tayong makeup? May mga ganun pa ako. Lahat nabigay niya in 20 minutes time before the show. So, props to you, Miss May. Palakpakan natin si Miss May for that. Thank you for imparting your knowledge and your wisdom. And of course, thank you for teaching us the wow to